The 2024 fall harvest is well underway in north central Kansas for farm families. So please be mindful of all the farm equipment on the highways and share the road with these most important agriculture producers. Now is the time to be testing your fields for the soybean cyst nematode, or SCN, in your harvested soybean fields. Stay tuned and I will share with you some guidelines and tips on sampling and testing for the soybean cyst nematode. Hello, this is Sandra Wick, crop production agent for the Post Rock District of K-State Research and Extension. The soybean cyst nematode, or SCN, is a major problem in soybean fields throughout eastern and central Kansas. It is important to monitor the SCN levels regularly to determine if your management strategies, such as variety resistance and crop rotation, have been successful. Immediately following harvest is the best time to check fields for SCN and start planning for the next season. Confirming the presence of the soybean cyst nematode and determining the population levels is the basis for a successful integrated management program. To collect a sample for the SCN, you will need a soil probe or a spade, a bucket, and a soil sample bag that can be picked up at any of the extension offices in the Post Rock District. The label in the bag will allow you to provide the field identification, the size of the area being sampled, and the crop history or the rotation of the field. If your field is fairly uniform, simply divide it into quadrants for your soybean cyst nematode sample collection. Sections of the field that maybe had a different cropping history or a different soil type should be sampled separately. For each area of the field, collect maybe about 10 to 20 cores to a depth of about 6 to 8 inches. It is important that when collecting your soil cores to walk in a pattern such as a Z pattern, emptying each core into the bucket after you sample. All core samples should be mixed well to account for any minor variation between the field or your core samples. After mixing, simply collect about 1 pint of soil or about 2 cups in a labeled bag and seal it. Remember, your results will only be as good as the sample that you collect, so remember the following guidelines when collecting your sample. Keep the samples refrigerated until bringing them into one of our district offices. Bring them to any of our extension offices for shipping, and also complete a Kansas State plant disease diagnostic check sheet to send with your sample, and most importantly, avoid leaving the samples in the sun, which can kill the nematodes and give you an inaccurate test report. If you have more questions on sampling for the soybean cyst nematode, give me a call at any of our Post Rock Extension District offices in Beloit, Lincoln, Mankato, Osborne, or Smith Center. I also wanted to let you know of an upcoming event for North Central Kansas, the Crop Pest Management School, that is scheduled for Tuesday, November 19th in Beloit, Kansas at the United Methodist Church. Join us in person to learn about how to control the latest pests, weeds, insects, and diseases affecting all crops in central and western Kansas. Commercial applicators will earn 1 core hour and 7 hours for 1A certification, which is certified by the Kansas Department of Ag. Certified Crop Advisors, or CCA, will also earn 8 pest management credits. This school would also be an excellent educational opportunity for producers as well. Pre-registration is requested by Tuesday, November 12th, with a $50 fee, which provides refreshments, lunch, and materials. The cost will be $75 at the door. Registration will be online soon, along with the school schedule, at our Post Rock Extension District website at www.postrock.ksu.edu. This is Sandra Wick, K-State Research and Extension, Post Rock District Crop Production Agent. Have a great day, and please be careful out there, and have a safe harvest.